Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Nominations are now open with Stratford Eden District Chamber of Commerce Business Excellence Awards. Eddie Matthews joins us. And Eddie, fresh from the Soups On Alzheimer's Society here on Perth from last Saturday.
Geez, they did really well, and I'm blaming you and MJ and Karis for this weather, because it was a good Winterfest, you know, soup that you had.
Yeah, absolutely. The Blueberry Blizzard, we had... Folks really enjoying that one.
And no offense to you, Jamie, but I'd imagine it would have been MJ doing the cooking on that.
Yeah, guaranteed. Guaranteed, absolutely. Putting it all together with the recipe. But that was a great turnout, despite the weather on Saturday for the Soups On event.
Always,
that was a great turnout.
Lori was saying to me, you know, hey, do you think they'll have a good crowd? And I said, anytime there's this type of weather, they get even more.
Yeah.
People will go out for smokes, beer, and Soups On.
There you go. But hats off to Soups Are Real, big winners from the event on Saturday. But it was just great to see the folks out.
Everybody there. Like this, this was, and I mean this with the greatest sincerity, this was really tough this year. Like there were so many good soups. Not that there aren't in the past, but these ones were over the top.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't have a bad soup. They were outstanding right across the board.
Yeah, and all really, really good.
All right, and speaking of a good thing, nominations are open for the Business Excellence Awards with Stratford Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, and you know, we were speaking with City Council yesterday because, you know, we might have to pay a little extra in tax, but we just spoke about the hardship that small business is going through, especially in hospitality. So here's where we would love our listeners to go to our website, www.stratfordchamber.com, and vote, especially, you know, this is such a great recognition. If you can give someone that little extra appreciation, and then we phone them or get in touch with them and say, congratulations, you've been nominated for one of our business awards.
Mm-hmm. And when the nominations, then they get to be part of the big gala.
Yeah, and it's just a fun evening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so everybody gets gussied up, and it's good for networking, and you go and meet people you may not have met before. But we've got different in fact, we've brought in the Skilled Trades Award, the Emerging Business, Trailblazing Award, the Enterprise Award, Professional Award, Retail Award, of course, Not-for-Profit, Charitable Award, Service Award. So we've got nine categories, and if you wouldn't mind, just go and have a look and see if there's anyone that would jog your memory and say, yeah, they really went above and beyond the call of duty.
Yeah, they deserve that recognition when we celebrate local, especially for something like this.
And we'll close the nominations off, you know, first week of February, February 3rd.
Okay, so that's coming up fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So please go in and have a look at that. And business to business, too. If there's another business, you go, boy, they're a new business, and I hope we can. Oh, and we should, because I know there's a few businesses just, we're trying to have a new business that's been in existence at least a year in that.
Okay.
Please just go and have a peek.
Yeah, and it's just great recognition for area businesses and organizations. And what always strikes me, especially at the gala, Eddie, some of the winners and those nominated, but especially the winners, they are so grateful and so touched, and it means a lot to them.
I still remember a few years ago when Pam from UPS got up there, and right from the heart. You know, and she's such a sweet lady anyways. Mm-hmm. Really is nice. And last year, like Don McDougall was the big personal award winner. We'll be announcing in the next little while who's going to be this year's recipient of it. It's so heartfelt from these people. And you can just see the expression on their face when they get these awards.
Yeah, exactly. So the gala is coming up in May, we should mention,
May 2nd, right? Over at the Arden Park Hotel.
Perfect. Great location for that. Always a fun evening out.
It's just a great evening.
Yeah. All right. But in the meantime, get those nominations in because they are wrapping up end of the month, early February. So again, go to stratfordchamber.com. We'll share the links and details on our social media and mystratfordnow.com, Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. Now, Eddie, you touched on a few things. We have got a brand new year. It's January. Look ahead. Thoughts, concerns, or where we're going in terms of Stratford? Area.
The biggest concern right now, Jamie, will this weather continue for Winterfest?
I think that's the number one concern following that.
Just right now, which is what we touched on yesterday for the budget, this is the time when the repayments have to come out for some small businesses. And We're going to Toronto in a few weeks, or early next month, to talk at Queen's Park about the SIBA loans and CERB and that sort of thing, and see if there's anything that can be done to help out small business at this time.
All right. Well, fair enough. Well, thanks for representing Stratford End area with the Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. Eddie Matthews, thanks again, Eddie, and all the best.
Happy Winterfest.